Not much. Someone living in the village of Scoriton had lost her labradoodle, convinced it had been stolen, and police were searching for three men who'd been spotted climbing out of the back of a lorry just disembarked from the ferry at Plymouth. Then, buried at the foot of an inside page, I found something fascinating. District Councillor and property developer Alistair Dunstan was granted a restraining order against a member of this newspaper's staff at a court hearing in Exeter today. The injunction bars our reporter, Sandy Thomas, from being within 100 yards of Mr. Dunstan's home. Mr. Dunstan was quoted as saying that Ms. Thomas had exceeded the considerable liberties afforded to members of her profession, stalking him and harassing members of his family. Ms. Thomas was also accused of causing an affray at a fundraising dinner attended by Mr. Dunstan and was bound over to keep the peace. What had Sandy been up to? She can be a pestilential nuisance, as I knew to my cost, forever pestering me with questions when I'd accidentally got myself involved in a murder investigation. It was she who saddled me with the title of Ashburton's amateur sleuth, a source of cringing embarrassment to me ever since. Merely the sound of her breath.